Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to hear the story of a United States Senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as the Senator of the United States, and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edmund C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. The sedate gray granite building on the corner of 17th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue had an irate visitor today. Now the United States State Department is prepared to cope with the official or unofficial wrath of the representatives of foreign powers. But in this case, the indignant invader was a member of the United States government. Senator Dean Edwards invaded the State Department building, stormed through the 2 miles of corridors, finally turned his wrath on the special assistant in charge of research and intelligence. The reason? The State Department refused to issue a passport to Professor Charles Joplin, the world-famous educator. How does this concern Senator Edwards? Listen.
The State Department has more than 6,000 people working for it, Benson, and I've seen just about every one of them today trying to make some sense out of this.
Sorry, Dean, you should have come to me first.
Well, I didn't think the intelligence office had anything to do with issuing passports.
Let me ask you something. Why are you so worried about Professor Joplin's passport?
Why? Because he happens to be an outstanding citizen of my state, that's why.
Okay.
And an outstanding citizen of the country, too.
All right, Dean.
And as a citizen, Joplin has a right to visit any country he pleases, as long as he's on legitimate business.
Okay, okay.
The State Department has no right to deny him that privilege.
All right, Dean. Professor Joplin wants to visit one of the Iron Curtain countries in Europe.
Well, what of it? The country's willing to admit him.
They're too willing to admit him. Joplin is an influential man here in America. He may be reclaimed when he gets across the pond.
Reclaimed?
Yes. Remember, he lived a long time in that country before he became an American citizen.
A good American citizen.
Right, a good American citizen. Much to the chagrin of his former countrymen. They'd do anything to get him back again. Once he crosses that border, his return fare to America may get conveniently misplaced.
Sounds pretty melodramatic.
Sure, but it's true.
Did you explain that to the professor?
Of course not. Coming from the State Department, it would seem like a direct indictment of that government. We're not ready to sever relations yet.
Joplin's entitled to know the truth. You mind if I do the explaining?
Oh, that's up to you. If you can keep it quiet, all right. But if word gets around, it could cause a critical international incident, with you right smack in the middle.
Yes, Ginger?
I have Mr. Benson on the line for you, Senator.
Okay, thanks. Hello, Benson.
Hello, Dean. What's on your mind?
Professor Joplin again. I told him exactly what you told me, but the old boy's determined to take that trip.
He's not being very smart.
Well, he's committed to write a book about conditions over there, and his publisher is breathing down his neck.
Dean, it's the State Department's job to protect American citizens abroad. But we can't do it if they won't let us.
I know, Benson, I know. But Joplin's willing to take the risk. And what's more, if his passport isn't approved, his hometown newspapers are all set to make a big issue of it.
That's all we need. All right. Tell him to start packing.
Thanks, Benson.
Don't thank me, Dean. If anything happens to Joplin, you'll be in this right up to your neck.
Oh,
the new towns are banging at your door, Senator. You want to see them?
What now?
Oh, don't quote me, but I think you're a hero this time.
Oh? Well, let's not miss an opportunity like this. Let him in.
Yes, sir. Okay, gentlemen, the Senator will see you now.
Morning, fellas. Are you pro or con today?
We're all for you today, Senator.
Give us three no comments and we change our mind.
Okay, fire away.
How come you went to such great lengths to support Professor Joplin, Senator?
The natural thing to do, I guess. I have a lot of faith in the man.
Is it true, Senator, that the State Department refused his passport to protect him?
Protect him from what?
You tell us.
Nope. You better take that question to the State Department.
Well, do you think the professor is in any danger visiting that nation?
No comment, number one.
There we go.
Do you think the professor has any ulterior motives in wanting to visit that country?
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean by that question?
Just what I say, Senator. Do you think Professor Joplin had, say, private reasons for...
Look, friend, if Professor Joplin has any private reasons for anything, they're truly private. And no concern of yours or mine or any foreign government. And as for ulterior motives, take a look at Joplin's public and private record of achievement. If there's a finer American, a better representative of the democratic way of life, I don't know his name. Is that the answer you want?
Yes, sir. It sure is.
Okay. Well, that'll be all.
Now, wait a minute.
That's all. And next time, gentlemen, when you phrase your questions, try to omit insults to good Americans.
Senator Edwards,
please. Oh, pardon me, gentlemen. Right here, Paige.
Got a message for you, Senator Edwards, from your secretary.
What is it, Johnny?
She says you're to call her at your office right away.
Well, I'm about to go into committee.
She says it's urgent, sir. Something about Professor Joplin.
Joplin?
Yes, sir.
Professor Joplin's in Europe. He left 2 weeks ago.
Yes, sir. And I sure like the way you stuck up for him, sir, getting his passport and all. If I ever get into Congress, I'm going to fight for the rights of the individual, too, just the way you do.
Well, when you fight, see that you win by a knockout, not a split decision. And, Johnny, tell Senator Lawton I'll be right back.
Yes, sir. And I thought he was one congressman who never talked like a congressman.
Gave him the message in the cloakroom, he certainly should have called here by now. Didn't he say what... Oh, here he is now. Thanks, Johnny. Bye.
What is it, Ginger? Don't tell me I've overdrawn my allotment of free snuff. Isn't that the trouble?
I wish it were, Senator. You have a visitor.
Oh?
It's Mrs. Joplin.
Mrs. Joplin? What's she doing in Washington?
Waiting to see you in the inner office.
Was I expecting her?
No. She arrived about an hour ago. Must see you immediately. Imperative, urgent, top secret.
Okay, okay. You better get word to Senator Lawton that I'll be absent from committee this morning.
Shall I tell him why?
No, better not. Tell him I,
You were impeached for padding your free snuff account. Yes, sir.
Something like that.
Oh, Senator.
Yes, Ginger?
Mrs. Joplin seemed upset, terribly upset. If I can do anything...
I know, Ginger. Thanks. When did you receive this letter, Mrs. Joplin?
It came yesterday, Senator. I tried to telephone you, but that was impossible. It's so complicated.
Yes, that's usually the way.
Why, I could not explain enough. I just had to show this letter to you personally, so you could believe it yourself.
Do you believe it, Mrs. Joplin?
I don't know. The signature is my husband. The writing, the words, even the phrases... But the thoughts, just does not think these thoughts, Senator. I can't believe he thinks this way. I can't.
Have you notified the State Department yet?
No. It was you who helped Charlotte obtain his passport. I know you care for my husband. I thought perhaps if you had first knowledge of it...
I appreciate that, Mrs. Joplin. Now, pardon me a moment.
Yes, sir?
Will you come in a minute, Ginger, and bring your notebook?
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Joplin, have you shown this letter to anyone else?
No, no one.
You're sure now?
No one, Senator. I came directly to you.
Okay, fine. I'll have my secretary make a copy of the letter. We'll send the original to the State Department. Would you take this down, Ginger?
Yes, sir.
Shall I read it, Mrs. Joplin, or...
No, let me. Perhaps another reading will reveal another meaning.
All right.
Dear Tina, I know this will hurt you terribly, but at last I have found the courage to speak my thoughts. Now that I have escaped from the snake pit of reaction and decadence known as America...
It's all right, Ginger. Just take it down as she reads it.
Yes, sir. Now that I have escaped from the snake pit of reaction and decadence known as America...
I cannot bring myself to return. I have at last found true freedom, the only intellectual, emotional, and political freedom here in this great country. I will miss you, my love. I will miss our children, our grandchildren.
Ginger, why don't you just copy from the original?
Yes, sir. Did Professor Joplin write this?
He wrote it all right, but I have a hunch he didn't write it under his own steam. Feeling a bit better now, Mrs. Joplin?
Yes, Senator, thank you. I'm so sorry to act so foolish. Please.
Not at all, not at all. Now, I want you to listen to me carefully.
All right.
You and I think your husband may be a prisoner in that country. If we're right, if he's being held there against his will, our State Department can probably help him.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
But if he's not a prisoner, if he wrote this letter of his own free will and meant what he said, we can cause serious trouble by accusing that nation falsely. You realize that, don't you?
Yes, of course I do.
It's a ticklish situation. Our State Department must have time to figure out a way to handle it. If word leaks out, if the press gets the news before our State Department starts work on the case, we may lose your husband or cause an international crisis or both.
I understand, Senator. I understand.
Good. Then...
Senator!
Ginger, what's all that noise out there?
Reporters.
Reporters?
The anteroom is crawling with reporters, Senator. They all want a statement from you about Professor Joplin's letter.
Now, back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
This is Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. The affairs of American citizens in foreign lands are the official concern of the government of the United States. Business interests, personal problems, anything that affects Americans affects our government. Therefore, our State Department is the busiest of all federal agencies. The long arms of our State Department reach from Washington to every capital and commercial center of every government recognized by the United States. But right now, one of those arms is out of control, unable to function properly. Senator Dean Edwards, responsible for the problem, seeks desperately to diagnose the cause and perhaps find the cure before a form of international paralysis cripples that arm completely.
What can I tell those reporters, Senator? They've learned about Professor Joplin's letter somehow.
But how did they find out? How?
They're getting pretty unruly out there, Senator.
Mrs. Joplin, did you talk to anyone about this? Anyone at all?
No one, Senator. I swear.
Oh, this is fine.
Senator, please.
All right, tell the news hounds to stop barking. I'll be right out. Gentlemen, please. I think you know more about this situation than I do. Would you mind telling me where you got your information about Professor Joplin's letter?
From the legation of Joplin's newly adopted country.
What?
That's right. The legation issued a copy of the letter to the press just a little while ago.
How did they get it?
A copy was forwarded to them by their foreign minister.
Yes, he carries the mail for all American traitors.
Before you brand the professor a traitor, gentlemen, I suggest you check the matter further.
Well, isn't the letter proof enough?
No. It seems to be out of character for Professor Joplin.
You mean you think he was forced to write that letter? You think he's being held prisoner over there?
You'd better check that with the State Department. That's all, gentlemen.
Now, look, sir.
That's all, gentlemen. Goodbye.
This is Benson, Dean. You're in trouble. Big trouble.
You mean about Joplin?
Yes. First you helped a traitor get out of the country, and now you've insulted a foreign nation.
What are you talking about?
That press conference of yours. Implying that Joplin might have been forced to write that letter.
Oh, cut it out, Benson. You know Joplin as well as I do. You know he didn't write that letter.
Didn't he? Meet me on the fourth floor of the State Department building. I'll show you proof that he did.
Ever been in this telegraph section, Dean?
No. Quite a place.
More than 600 official messages go in and out of Washington from here every day. They're decoded, routed, recorded, and dispatched throughout the State Department within 30 minutes.
It's fast work, all right. Any messages about Joplin?
Two of them. One out, one in. Come over here. My office sent a message to the American Embassy inside the Iron Curtain. We told them to get us a statement from Joplin, just to be sure. Here's their reply. Read it.
Director, Office of Intelligence, Coordination and Liaison, State Department.
Never mind that. Read the message.
U.S. Ambassador here has been informed that Joplin has placed himself in voluntary custody of local government, quote, to avoid persecution by the American government, unquote.
Well, is that proof enough for you?
No.
No? What's wrong with you, Edward?
It's too phony, too pat, too well planned. You're not going to accept this, are you?
Of course we are. What else can we do? He put himself into their hands.
But he's still an American citizen.
Listen, Dean. Our relations with that country are strained almost to the breaking point. We can't call them liars unless we have good reason to.
But isn't Joplin a good reason?
Look at the evidence, Dean. Joplin signed that letter to his wife. This message quotes Joplin. How can we deny these facts?
Now, why kid ourselves, Benson? We know that government would do anything to steal a prize like Joplin, if only for propaganda reasons.
We can't accuse them of it, Dean, without severing relations, and the time isn't ripe for that yet. Just tell me how we can call their bluff without accusing them officially. Give us a good reason to put them on the defensive. That's all we'd need.
All right. I'll get you a reason.
Without putting our State Department out on a limb?
Yes. This time the other government will be out on the limb. Then you can chop down the tree. Come in, Mrs. Joplin. Sit down.
Thank you. Is there any word, Senator? Any word about Charles?
Nothing yet. But you can help us.
Oh, anything. If I can do anything at all.
Well, you can. We'd like you to apply for a passport.
A passport? You want me to go over there? To that country?
No. I just want you to apply for a passport. I'll see that it's approved by our State Department.
But why? After what has happened to Charlotte...
No, your reason for doing it is simple. You want to join your husband.
But then I will seem to be a traitor, too.
No, you're a woman who loves her husband. You want to find out what's really happened to him, don't you?
Sometimes I'm afraid. Afraid to find out.
Then trust me. Please. Do as I say.
All right. As you say.
A message here from Mr. Benson, Senator. The State Department has okayed Mrs. Joplin's passport and sent it to that foreign legation for their visa.
Oh, fine. Thanks, Ginger.
And Mr. Benson said he thinks you're out of your mind.
Mrs. Joplin's passport come back yet, Ginger?
No, not yet, but Mr. Benson called again. Said if something didn't happen soon, he'd go out of his mind. Here it is, Senator, Mrs. Joplin's passport.
Oh? Well, let's see.
Not approved. The legation won't let her into their country.
Wonderful. That's great.
What? Wonderful.
It's terrific. Call Benson. Tell him to arrange an appointment at the legation right away.
Yes, sir. Maybe I'm going out of my mind.
No, the answer is no. This legation cannot approve Mrs. Joplin's visa.
Why not? He didn't hesitate to approve her husband's.
Her husband had good reason to enter our country.
Yes, good reason.
Your inflection is ironic, Senator Edwards. I assure you we had no way of knowing that one of the world's greatest educators would prefer our government to yours.
No. But you've managed to use that fact for some potent propaganda. Is that why you made it so easy for him to cross your border in the first place?
Dean, you are so eager for Mrs. Joplin to exit from America. Why? You should fear that she, too, would take the course her husband took.
We're willing to risk that. And she deserves a chance to visit with her husband.
No, it cannot be permitted.
Of course you won't permit it. You know we'll be watching her very carefully. You know that she may find out what really happened to her husband.
Dean, you'll
have no legitimate way of stopping her from telling us.
Are you accusing my government?
No, of course not. We're not accusing your government of anything. We merely ask why you welcomed Joplin but refused to welcome his wife.
I assure you we would greet Mrs. Joplin heartily, but her husband...
Have you consulted her husband? Maybe he wants her there.
No, I am certain...
Well, why not let Joplin decide that? He's able to, isn't he?
Yes, but...
He enjoys freedom? Good health?
Of course.
Well, then certainly he's capable of replying to a simple message.
A message, yes. A message would be agreeable.
Good. Mrs. Joplin's message will be at the American Embassy in your country tomorrow. Professor Joplin can receive it there in person and send his reply.
From the American Embassy?
Yes. That's all right, isn't it?
The professor has no affection for your embassy.
Maybe, but you can't deny his affection for his wife.
Give us the message. We will see that it is delivered.
No. Now, the American Embassy is responsible for the wants and welfare of American citizens. And Mrs. Joplin has not renounced her citizenship.
But the professor...
You seem too eager to block a very routine procedure, sir. Under such circumstances, if Professor Joplin fails to receive or reply to the message personally, our State Department will be forced to consider him detained by your government. Is that clear?
I shall check with my foreign minister.
We have no desire to accuse your government of holding an American citizen. But you seem to be forcing the issue.
Yes. Well, I will check with my foreign minister.
So will I. An official note will be sent to him immediately. Come on, Dean, let's go.
Oh, why doesn't the message come? Why must it take so long?
It has a long way to travel, Mrs. Joplin.
Suppose they don't let Charles reply. What if he doesn't want to answer?
Stop fretting. He'll...
Something's coming in. That's the line from our embassy.
What is it saying? Quickly, tell me, what is it saying? Please tell me, please. What does Charlotte say?
And because I feel it is indicative of a truly American state of mind, I ask the presiding officer of the Senate for permission to read into the record a portion of the message sent by Professor Joplin to his wife.
Permission granted. Proceed, Senator Edwards.
The message reads, Tina, my love, I am well even after these weeks of fear and confusion, fear that my government had forsaken me. And without government, there is no true safety for citizenship. But now the fear is gone. My government has not forsaken me, nor have I forsaken my government. I am coming home, quickly, immediately, directly home.
Edmund C. Hill again, ladies and gentlemen. Professor Joplin has come home, secure in the knowledge that no American is ever forsaken anywhere in the world. Our government is a government of individuals representing individuals. Its welfare depends upon the welfare of every American citizen in or out of the country. The borders of America extend as far as its citizens travel, as far as freedom can reach. No matter where you are, if you're an American citizen, you are bound to enjoy and appreciate freedom, USA.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment. This is Tyrone Power, ladies and gentlemen. An American citizen traveling abroad is often stopped by the question, "Tell me, just why do you like America so much?" Well, there are many answers to that question. And one of them, I think, is the fact that America seeks to fill an essential need. A need eloquently expressed in this little prayer by John Milton. "Give me liberty," wrote Milton, "to know, to think, to believe, and to utter freely, according to conscience, about all other liberties." Next week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom, USA.